You're awake. You know something about your ADHD. Learn more with TED Talks. Kind of like TED Talks, but half the length. A different expert every day of ADHD Awareness Month. Brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. Longest running support organization for adults with ADHD, just like you. You're awake, and now you'll have even more knowledge thanks to ADDA at add.org. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. Today, I want to share a vulnerable story about the dangers of self-help for ADHDers. My name is Aaron Croft, and I'm a former Fortune 500 consultant. I run a six-figure ADHD coaching business, and I'm a Harvard graduate. But what you don't know about me is that just over 10 years ago, I was broke, divorced, and earning minimum wage. I was living in a house with four housemates where I rented one half of a king-size bed because that was all I could afford at age 33. And that's not even the embarrassing part. The embarrassing part is this. I spent 15 years trying to fix myself with every single self-help guru. Tony Robbins, Stephen Covey, Brendon Burchard, Brian Tracy, David Allen, and so many more. And it nearly destroyed my life. But here's what I discovered that changed everything and reveals why the mainstream self-help industry is designed to accidentally fail people like us. Let me take you back to where this started. Back in high school, I carried a dark secret. On the surface, I looked like I had everything together. I got straight A's. I graduated number one in my high school class and got that coveted Harvard acceptance letter. But behind the scenes, I was falling apart. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get myself to do homework, write essays, or study for tests until the last possible minute. My life felt like it would swing between procrastination on one side and panic on the other, with no room in between. So by the time I got to college, I was just exhausted. And I said, I can't keep living like this. That's when I opened the self-help book on procrastination I had gotten as a graduation gift. And as I perused its pages, I thought, Eureka, somebody has figured out how to solve these things. So I became obsessed, knowing that the secret to success and happiness was just in the next book or chapter. And over the next 15 years, I tried everything they told me to. I read affirmations to myself in the mirror. I listened to self-hypnosis CDs at night. I put up vision boards on my walls. I wrote down 10-year goals broken into 5-year goals and 1-year goals for every area of my life. I attended seminars where I'd write down all the reasons why I wanted my goal and walk on fire to prove my abilities. And something weird happened. No matter how much excitement I felt, when I was left on my own, I couldn't convert that excitement into action. It was the high school problem all over again. Despite 15 years of self-help, I barely graduated from Harvard and proceeded to fail out of 7 jobs and businesses with an average tenure of 9 months, which brought me to where I started this talk. At age 33, broke, divorced, and working for minimum wage despite a Harvard degree hanging on my wall. It was at this rock bottom point in my life that I discovered that I had ADHD, and suddenly everything clicked. I discovered why I had failed at self-help so spectacularly. I had assumed the problem was me. It turns out the problem is actually in the name of the thing itself. Self-help. The entire self-help industry is built on this myth that the only way to generate motivation is by doing so from within. Every guru tells you just need to find your why, get clear on your vision, and create that burning desire of fire within you. Think of the exciting things you'll achieve in the future. And think of the terrible consequences that will happen if you don't follow through. But have you noticed something weird? Those tactics don't tend to work in our ADHD brains. Here's what I invite you to consider. We are not wired for internal motivation, we're wired for external motivation. Think about it. When do you actually get stuff done? When someone's counting on you, when there's a deadline breathing down your neck, when you're working alongside other people. We don't thrive on vision boards, we thrive on accountability. We don't get motivated by affirmations, we get motivated by other people. We don't need bigger whys, we need better environments. I spent 15 years trying to turn myself into something I wasn't, trying to generate motivation the quote-unquote normal way, the way all the gurus said I should. But the moment I accepted this truth, the moment I stopped trying to do everything by myself, suddenly things improved. I hired my first of many coaches. I started working with accountability buddies. I found and put myself in environments where other people were getting things done. Instead of trying to be a self-motivated island, I embrace that ADHD success is a team sport. And the results? I went from minimum wage to a successful Fortune 500 career, consulting to some of the biggest brands in the world, from Marriott to Johnson & Johnson to Zurich Insurance. I grew my corporate income to multiple six figures and then quit it all to build a multiple six-figure business, helping other ADHDers avoid the mistakes that I made. I achieved all this not because I finally found my deep why or discovered how to get things done by telling myself, just do it, in the right tone of voice. No, I accomplished all this because I stopped looking for those things. So if you've tried every guru and system and are still failing to produce results, you probably think that you're the problem. You're too lazy. You lack willpower. You just don't want it bad enough. Maybe those things are true, or maybe you've been given the wrong manual for how to access your motivation. I'm gonna argue that you have plenty of motivation. You wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't. The key is that you don't activate that motivation by sitting alone in your room, studying books and YouTube, trying to find the perfect solution, journaling by yourself. You turn that motivation into action by adopting the adage that ADHD success is a team sport. You seek out environments of doers. You seek out accountability. You seek out coaching or mentoring. And when you stop trying to change by yourself, that is when your brightest self will truly emerge. Thank you for listening to this TAD Talk brought to you by ADA. Again, my name is Aaron Croft. And if you'd like to learn more about my methods, you can visit hiddenadhd.com.
Wait, before you go, we here at ADA depend on the kindness of strangers and friends like you. So consider joining ADA or donating at add.org/donate. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow.